Women, especially Democratic women, got elected to office in record numbers around the country Tuesday night. Maine made history with the election of Janet Mills as the state's first woman governor. But there are also more women serving in the Maine legislature than ever before, 72 compared to 64 last year. And while that is well short of half of all the seats in the state house, women on both sides of the aisle say they're excited about having more seats at the table and what it could mean. Susan Sharon has this story.
In rural Lincoln County, 26-year-old activist Chloe Maxman, who helped organize the fossil fuel divestiture movement as a college student at Harvard, did something unusual for a Democrat in District 88. She knocked on nearly 10,000 doors over the past 9 months and won a House seat which had been held by a Republican for the past 8 years. She says the experience left her with a key takeaway.
There is something higher than politics, and that's our humanity and connecting in our community, respecting each other, listening to each other, agreeing to disagree, and that was the basis of our campaign. We did this to do something different. It was never about party. It was about doing something better for our community.
Maxman says people are eager for new energy and ideas about how to make politics more responsive to people who feel marginalized back home. Republican Josanne Dolliffe of Rumford has similar thoughts about her victory in Rumford Tuesday night. Dolliffe, who'd served on the school board, never thought about running for higher office, but she got recruited in July and beat an incumbent Democrat on her first try.
I've always stood beside my neighbors, and when I was on the school board, I always fought for those kids, fought for the teachers, and I think people around knew me as that I will stand up, I will ask the questions, I will get answers, and I will work hard.
Like Chloe Maxman, Dolliffe says she's committed to representing all the people of her district, irrespective of party. And if that sounds like a different kind of message against a backdrop of highly charged political rhetoric, former Democratic House Minority Leader Emily Kane says there's a reason why.
More women in government mean better policies. You know, research shows, nonpartisan research shows, that when more women are at the decision-making tables, we have more compromise, we have more consensus, and that overall we get more done. That's just plain and simple.
Kane now serves as executive director of Emily's List, not named for her, which is a political action committee that helps elect pro-choice women to office. Other than having fewer Republican women in the U.S. House, which Kane says is disappointing, she's thrilled with the way things are going. 33 new Democratic women elected to the U.S. House, including the first Native American women, the first Muslim women, the first Latinas from Texas, and the first women of color ever to serve in New England's congressional delegation. The 2016 presidential election of Donald Trump spurred many women to seek political office, says Sarah Skillen Woodard of Emerge Maine.
I know we've seen our applications go through the roof.
Emerge Maine recruits, trains, and supports Democratic women to run for office. And this year, 19 of the 25 Emerge legislative candidates won their seats. Woodard says as more women think about running and get elected, there could be some other big changes at the state house and beyond.
Having more women in the legislature may very well mean a shift in policy priorities towards a focus on affordable health care, affordable and quality child care, family leave laws, environment protections, and really the overall protection of our most vulnerable while ensuring the stability of our economy.
Kane says the ultimate goal is for women to make up at least half of elected officials in the country and to be representative of the nation in its entirety. She and others see the wins Tuesday night as a huge leap in that direction. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.